Oh, look, I welcome the decision, and it is the motion that I put to the caucus called for exactly this, and saying immediate cessation of the live export to Indonesia until we can be satisfied that all the appropriate standards are in place. Basically, Australian standards, which are international standards. And I know when I did that, that I had the huge support of the Australian public, not only in my electorate, which has been overwhelming. In my office, and I have been virtually overrun with emails, phone calls, people coming in, you know, even offering money, wanting to do things to help, you know, bring an end to it. And so I am feeling relieved. And when the minister made the original decision to halt it to the ones that we'd seen in the ABC Four Corners program, he reserved the right to make it for more, to, you know, halt it to more. And I said, well, you just have to halt it to all until you know for sure what's going on.
Is this an issue where emotion has got in the way of common sense?
No, it's an issue where everybody said we cannot treat animal like that. You know, we're a meat-eating nation. We slaughter our animals. We look after them, care for them, slaughter them in a humane way. And people, when they saw that and thought, well, we can be responsible for this, we export them, that's the death that, you know, they go to, we can change that. And I kept saying that it's up to us because we have our legal regime here and we have two industry bodies who've been who have a public interest role in this. That's the MLA, Meat and Livestock Australia, and LiveCore, and then there's AQIS, the vets who have to sign off. So we can change this. This is within our hands. Yes, I know there's a live export industry, and locally people are aware that I had a motion in Parliament debated, and I called for a supported transition to more frozen and chilled meat. And, you know, I'll still continue to work on that.
So you wouldn't welcome the reintroduction of live exports to Indonesia if it was being done properly? You still want frozen chilled meats?
Oh, I want to continue to have more frozen chilled meat. And in fact, you know, I saw during this debate the Premier of WA, Mr. Barnett, he called for that too. There's a whole lot of people who've been saying that because we've been exporting jobs. And increasingly, our trading partners have been doing more of that themselves anyway. You know, it is a market that will not, in my view, sustain over a long period of time.
So,
but look, it's a debate we had to have at all levels, and this is the first part, and this is what I welcome.
So, but would you welcome the reintroduction of live exports to Indonesia if it was done with all of the Australian standards in place?
I wouldn't necessarily welcome it because there's still the travel factor. And as our local, I read that our local veterinarian who's been public about this, Dr. Peter Kirkensov, and also has been a ship's captain, he made the point that animals are not good sailors. So part of looking, you know, we have to look at that as well.
What about for the abattoirs in Indonesia, which have been doing things correctly? Not all abattoirs in Indonesia have been what we've seen on the Four Corners program.
That's what we're told as well. But for the minister, I'm sure he has to be satisfied of that. And until that independent inquiry is done, he wants to be absolutely satisfied.
What do you think will be Indonesia's response to this?
I could only guess. I'm sure there'll be some disappointment and, you know, I'm sure there'll be a disappointment, but it's not like they don't know we're having the debate. They're clearly seeing it. And in fact, you know, some of the stuff I've read, some people who are responsible say that they're sorry and they want things to change. So they're involved in that debate in their own country as well.
Would you imagine that it will be like, will we see a result like Egypt, for example, where they moved to frozen chilled meats?
Yeah, that's happening in Indonesia anyway already, and that's happening across the world. You know, people talk about, oh, well, we have to do live export to Indonesia because there's no refrigeration. Well, those things are happening, and, you know, as the country develops. And so that's why I said live export as an industry, you know, in my view, it never should have started.
So you're in agreement then from, or Lynn White from Animals Australia says that it should be, the government should permanently ban live animal trading, full stop, not just to Indonesia, but everywhere.
Look, because we have started it, we have the responsibility, the people involved in it, to transition. And the motion I had in Parliament, that's what it says. It says two parts to this. One is there's a whole humane aspect, and we're starting to come to grips and deal with that. And part of the debate is about having more support to engender trade for the frozen and chilled meat. And that's what I said. We need to have supported transition around that area. And, you know, we've exported a lot of jobs over the years with the live export trade. So it is about humane treatment, but it's also about our jobs locally. And I got told that, you know, you couldn't have meatworks in the Northern Territory. Well, you know, I got notice in March that one was opening there in Batchelor, and that it would be, you know, slaughtering cattle and buffalo. And I think it was pigs. I can't quite remember, but it was three things. So these things can happen.